Jared, talk about the transition, finally getting back to a competitive game, and what some of the feelings that you have coming into Friday.
It was very exciting getting back on the court, you know, being able to play in front of the Hawkeye fans and whatnot. And I think Friday's a good opportunity for us to play another Division I school.
Did that game get better for you on Sunday the more you played?
Yeah, I got more comfortable the more I played.
Jared, you looked a little nervous the first time you got in, but then the second time you got in, you seemed a little more in the ball. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I was a little nervous stepping out there for the first time. But, you know, the more I played, the more I got comfortable, and, yeah.
I feel like the game's evolved where you wanted to be.
Definitely. I think I've improved quite a bit since high school, really, but especially since the last year. I really made some leaps in my game.
There's a lot of expectations for you. Do you sense that? Do you get that when you're walking around, hey, with, you know, expecting you to come out and do some big things right away?
That is a good thing, because it just encourages me to do whatever I can on the court, and it encourages me to get better.
That's not a bad thing, you know, where they may expect too much pressure on you right away?
I don't know. It all depends on how I do and whatnot, but expectations are a good thing, just like expectations for the team. You know, we have the pressure on us, but at the same time, that's a good thing, because it encourages us to do more as a team.
Late in the first half there, were you playing the five at that point when they took Gabe and Adam out?
I think Whitey was playing the five, but four and five are pretty much interchangeable, so.
So is that something that you feel comfortable playing when they do go to a shorter lineup, you're out there though?
Yeah, I feel comfortable playing anything.
Playing a lot of three, too.
Yeah, that's where I probably feel most comfortable.